Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle. Thanks for tuning into the Nutrition Diva podcast, episode number 401. I recently spent several days at a wonderful yoga retreat center in New England, and the idea was just to unplug, slow down a little, and practice being a little bit more tuned in to the present moment. This was the first time I'd ever done anything like that, and it was really an amazing experience. This center does a great job creating an atmosphere of mindfulness, whether you're taking a yoga class or you're walking through the woods or you're having a meal. And the meals were well worth paying attention to. The food was just excellent, fresh and flavorful, varied and exotic, and served buffet style. Ironically, however, despite the focus on mindful eating, it took me 2 days to stop overeating. Given where I was and what I was supposed to be doing there, it was a little embarrassing to leave the dining room and realize I had eaten way more than I meant or needed to. Again. Although in comparing notes with the other guests, I was far from the only one. I spent some time trying to analyze what was going on, and I fairly quickly realized that my mindless overeating was being driven primarily by two somewhat irrational fears. And once I saw what was going on, I was able to reframe these anxieties. And then by day three, I really had it down. I was totally enjoying my meals, and I was leaving the table satisfied, but not stuffed. And those same insights seem to have followed me home, where I'm finding that I'm less likely to lose track and overeat. The first fear that was leading me to overeat was the fear of missing out. Every meal featured half a dozen different dishes, one more delicious than the next, plus an extensive salad bar, homemade soups, the most amazing homemade breads, with all kinds of delicious spreads and nut butters and fresh fruit and, well, you get the idea. All-you-can-eat buffets are always a setup for mindless overeating. And you know, they really were trying to help us out by giving us small trays and plates, which research shows dramatically decreases the amount of food that people serve themselves, as well as the amount of food that gets thrown away. But novelty and variety also encourage overeating, and this is something I've talked about before. When everything is so delicious and unusual and interesting, it feels like you just have to taste it all, even if you have to go back for the stuff that wouldn't fit on your ridiculously tiny tray the first time. Otherwise, you might miss something amazing. Well, I totally fell into this trap. I couldn't stand the thought of missing out on any of the delicious things they had prepared, so I was eating way more than a reasonable amount of food at every meal. But when I go to a restaurant and everything on the menu looks amazing, do I order everything on the menu? Of course not. I might agonize for a while. I might conduct complicated negotiations to get other people at the table to order things that I want to taste. But eventually, I make my choice, and for the most part, I never look back. I eventually realized that I simply had to view the buffet in the same way, as a menu of delicious options from which to choose one or two things, and not an invitation to eat the whole thing. Reframing the issue this way really helped me ratchet down that fear of missing out. The other fear that was driving me to overeat was even sillier. I was afraid I'd get hungry before the next meal was served. Because at this particular center, the cafeteria is only open for a couple of hours at a time, and then they close for several hours until the next meal is served. It's easier for me to eat moderately when I know that I'll have the option of eating again whenever I feel hungry. But the prospect of eating a decently sized meal and then going 5 hours without access to food really shouldn't be cause for panic. And you know, if you are getting seriously hungry between meals, it may be a sign that your meals aren't big enough. For that matter, finishing dinner and not eating again until the next morning is hardly a hardship either. But then I realized I wasn't just afraid of getting hungry. I was afraid that I might get mildly peckish, or that I might just be in the mood for a little nosh, and that I wouldn't be able to immediately satisfy that desire. In other words, my fear of getting hungry was really a fear of not being in control. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
So armed with this insight, I started living dangerously. I started eating a reasonably sized lunch, stopping when I felt full and resisting that urge to have just one or two more things to make sure I'd make it to dinner. And you know what? I made it to dinner. Not only that, but I felt much better throughout the afternoon because I wasn't overly full. I enjoyed my dinner that much more because I was pleasantly hungry for it. This irrational fear of getting hungry, despite no shortage of calories, is the same fear that causes me to stop at the vending machine on my way back to my hotel room after dinner, or to throw snacks in my purse when I'm leaving immediately after breakfast for a 30-minute errand. Snacks that I then eat in the car despite not being hungry in the least, just because, you know, they're there. So I came home from my retreat with a few new arrows in my mindful eating quiver. And I'm hoping that with a little awareness, I might be able to reduce the number of times that the fear of missing out or the fear of going a few hours without access to food drives me to eat more than I need to. If you recognize any of these triggers, maybe this can help you too. Or if you've been able to identify and defang other triggers for overeating, I'd love it if you'd share them on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. Finally, I want to close today with a wonderful email that I got this week from Tim, who hails from Carlsbad, California. He wrote, "In early 2013, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I weighed over 250 pounds, and I was on 15 different medications for various conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, reflux, among others. My doctor informed me that I needed to exercise and go on a diet. And as I left the doctor's office, I felt like I was going to have to choose between eating the foods that I loved and living longer. And on my long drive home, I thought about living to see my daughter get married and my grandchildren. So I made my decision. When I got home that night, I started researching nutrition and diabetes, and I also went back and I listened to every single one of your podcasts from the beginning. I had listened to them before, but it had never really registered, but now I had a purpose. I joined a gym, I started a walk group at work for daily walks, and I started using MyFitnessPal and eating healthier foods. Now my diet consists of salads, chicken or turkey, smoothies, water, and tea, but I love it, and I do not starve myself. And I have now lost 70 pounds. I am off all of the meds. My blood pressure is normal, my energy level is higher, and I am loving life. And in May 2015, my doctor told me I no longer had diabetes. I know I made the right choice. I have to tell you, I'm getting a little choked up just reading this. Tim's story is such a great illustration of the power of a healthy lifestyle to transform your health. And one of the things that I particularly love about Tim's story is the fact that when he made that decision to start living differently, he actually suspected that he might not enjoy life quite as much if he couldn't eat the way he had been, but he decided he was willing to sacrifice some pleasure in order to have a longer life to spend with his family. And yet, it didn't turn out to be a sacrifice at all. Tim not only loves the result of his new lifestyle, he's actually enjoying the lifestyle itself. Your story may be different. In fact, your story is definitely different. But if the fear of what you might have to give up in order to have a healthier diet and a healthier life is something that's holding you back, maybe you can take some inspiration from Tim's story. I know I did. Thanks for listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast, which you will now find on Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, and now Spotify. If you enjoy the podcast, perhaps you'll take a moment to write a review on whichever platform you like to listen to it on. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with the entire Nutrition Diva archives at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And you'll find me at nutritionovereasy.com, where I always love to get your emails and your comments. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I love the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.